This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca. We're now joined by our wonderful guests in the studio. We're very pleased to welcome members of the Latin American and Hispanic Rainbow community. And we're going to be speaking all about a recent collaboration at the Victorian Pride Centre, where we're broadcasting now, that really shows how we can navigate layers of identities, hopes and dreams, queer Latinx migrating down under. We're so thrilled to be able to talk about it this morning, Macca.
We have got four people in the studio who all are going to say something to us. But my very first question, because I'm not sure, is it Latinx or Latinx? Henry, tell us.
It's not Latin, it's Latinos. Latinos or Latino Americans.
Yes.
So it's Latinos.
Cool. Exactly, because, you know, when I we got a message last week from a listener who said, Macca, isn't it, you know, Latinx? It's not Latinx. And I said, well, I'm not sure, because I wasn't aware of it. But anyway, I want to talk about the exhibition.
Yes.
Because I think anyone that comes into the Pride Centre over the few weeks that this is on will see some really fantastic pictures and some little stories. So tell us what brought you to this point, you know, to do this exhibition in cooperation with the Pride Centre.
Okay. I am more in charge of the LAR. If I went talking about the exhibitions, the best person they are talking here is Arun, is a photographer.
Yes.
Thank you so much for him. He made this wonderful photographer, and the curator, Jose. So if you want to ask me any questions about the group, of course, I am the official representation of the group. About the R is Jose.
Okay. Jose.
Arun.
Well,
sorry.
photographer.
Please, just.
We're in the photography, yeah.
Yeah, the photographer. So tell us, you know, these images, you know, are beautiful images. They're very powerful. Tell us about, you know, when you're taking them and you're choosing them. What did you discover?
Okay, that's a really good question. I was given 15 minutes with each participant.
Oh, wow.
I've never met them before. So I was approached by LARC to do the project. Somebody had walked out, so they said, would you be interested? And I was like, yes, of course. And doing something on Latin Americans as well for me was really important, and particularly a gay and queer group, because when I came to Australia, Chile was still an incredibly homophobic place. So to be able to celebrate this now was a very important thing for me. I talked to the participants. I do like people, so I've been a dancer and a choreographer.
That probably helps if you're taking pictures of them.
Not full-time. I don't like people full-time, but I do like them. So I've also been a choreographer and a dancer for many years, so I've always worked with people and collaboratively as well. So I'm interested in people, especially young generations that are coming here, to start a new life in a very different scenario that I came in the 70s with my parents. So, yes, it was just a matter of talking. And my folio was based on the gaze. So to me, as long as there is a real moment, you try to make the person either laugh or some of the participants were extremely generous with what they gave me.
Yeah.
And some of them I guided a little bit, but basically I'm quite respectful about what people have to offer when they represent themselves.
I'm really interested in your process, because I went down to walk this morning and I was captured by how powerful, vulnerable each photo was, but it was very particular to that person's character. And as I walked down, I felt like I was learning something about them, their story and the journey that they had been on. I just found it incredibly touching. Did you have that moment when you were taking the photos with the, I don't want to say subjects, that sounds really impersonal, but the people.
Sitters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, I do actually. When I presented my folio, I had six people looking at it. And there was this one Australian photographer that said to me, you have a very gifted eye. I come from a generation where compliments make me uncomfortable. I don't like receiving too many compliments, never have. But now after 10 years of practice, I'm starting to accept it and actually realize that maybe it is true. For me, yes, I talk to people, I shoot a lot.
Yeah.
So sometimes a fraction of a second and you're shooting at a 60th or 120th of a second. That moment when you do click is so important. And then to find that image that the gaze is talking to you constantly, so the image is alive rather than static. Or nowadays with Instagram and all this self-promotion, we have this mask of nothingness.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Jose, you know, curating such an exhibition. Oh, I'm never sure. There's a microphone. Curating this exhibition, putting it together, how does it make you feel? And in the Pride Centre, I mean, what a location.
Well, I remember, I think it was 1 year ago when we when I started doing the application and I came to the first meeting here in the Victorian Pride Center. I thought, well, maybe they will say just for the project. And then they contact us. They told us, we love your project. And I was like, amazing. Then they said, it's going to be in the Midsummer Festival, the peak time of the year. So I was like, wow, so thanks so much.
This is big queer, you know.
Yes. Like,
you know, during midsummer, like it's...
The red carpet.
Yeah. Like,
or the pink carpet.
It doesn't get better than this.
And imagine how I feel to represent my community, my culture, show to the people who we are, and show the amazing work of the photograph of Arun, and get all these good critiques from the public, because, well, we opened a week ago, and by now, well, we have had amazing reviews about it, so we are very happy.
I'm also interested to know whether you've been surprised by the reception, because we have a beautiful Latino community in Melbourne and across Victoria, but I'm still surprised sometimes people don't understand that we have such a rich and established community of Latino people here. Does that surprise you at all?
Yes. It surprised me because at the end, we are still a minority within a minority.
Yeah.
So it is amazing to have the opportunity to show more who we are, how diverse our culture is. And as a curator, the journey that I want people to take when they are in the exhibition is to hear the powerful stories. Every single photo of Arun is paired with a QR code that links you to a video with an interview. I do an invitation to everyone to come and hear the videos, see them, and feel so inspired by them.
Now, Henry, you told us that you were the best person to speak to about the Latin American and Hispanic rainbow community.
Yes.
Could you tell us a bit about your work and how people could join if they're interested in supporting it?
Okay. Latin American and Hispanic rainbow community was created in 2016. And with a necessity, they made the history of the Latinos here in Australia. You say we have many Latinos in Australia and many gay Latino community. And Hispanohablantes, because we are is Latinos and also the people from Spain and Portugal. They are together, all this group. People thinking Latinos is only from Latin America. No, the people speak Spanish. So we create this necessity and we are start looking for, made the marketing. Mm-hmm. We made the marketing. We had a president, vice president, secretaries, looking for sponsors. We had a generosity for the government, get some money for us. And the way we can make the people follow is going to the on Facebook or in the internet and find LAR, Latin American and Spanish Rainbow Community Australia, Victoria. and you're fine.
Fantastic.
And that's like, yeah, this.
And is there anyone else in the studio that would like to speak to us about this exhibition?
Waiting anxiously at the microphone.
What's your involvement with the project?
Hi, hi all. Thank you so much. Well, I'm Jorge. I'm part of the community as well of LARC. I just want to add finally that we're going to be present as well in the Pride March. And also our involvement with Victoria Pride Street Party. We're going to have traditional Colombian dance and a Zumba workshop that is going to be on Sunday, February 11 at 2:50. We want all of you to invite you all to this event, and please let's celebrate Latin American culture and all of us identities, community, diversity and inclusion.
I want to ask, so when the exhibition closes, what happens to the pictures? Do they?
They belong to LARC.
Okay.
Oh,
so yeah, they pay for all the printing and all of that, and hopefully we'll be able to.
I can't
show
imagine
them
that Henry wouldn't want to keep one.
We were just talking about it.
Yes.
Potential printing.
Yeah, I would put the picture in the entrance of my hall, so in the middle.
Yes.
On the left side, your Royal Highness.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the another on the other side, my husband, David Owen. So,
yes. Yes. Like hello, David. Look, I encourage people, we're nearly out of time, you know, come and have a look. And, of course, you're going to be in Pride March. And
Victoria's Pride.
And Victoria's Pride. And just think, when you're walking past, those photos are on display, you know, during Pride March. And, you know, to get exhibited during Big Queer Midsummer, I think, you know, is fantastic. And congratulations to your organisation and to the Pride Centre. It actually, you know, it sends a very, very strong message, a very positive message. So,
and a very powerful one.
And very powerful one. And I encourage people, have a look at the images. They're fantastic. Scan the QR code. Find out more. You'll be impressed.
David.
Thank you.
Can I make just a really quick invite?
Yes.
On Sunday, the 28th of January at 6 p.m., we are having an artist in conversation here in the Victorian Pride Center. If you want to join us, it will be amazing to have you here.
So 28th of January, 6 p.m. at the Victorian Pride Center. And if do people need to book or just front up?
Just come.
Just front up.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there and across the wonderful summer. Thank you so much
for
joining us in the studio and bringing some of your art, your passion and your culture and sharing it with us.
And just check on the way out that Henry hasn't pinched his photo off the wall.
Excuse me.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca and our wonderful new friends. Stay tuned. There's more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.